We want to welcome you here inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, along with a man who needs no introduction whatsoever. It's about time we saw you back here in Philadelphia, Deshaun. Yes, Deshaun, sir. Obviously the big news for the Eagles this offseason is the hiring of Chip Kelly as a head coach. What have been your thoughts, and what is your first impression of him now that you've had a chance to actually interact with him?
Well, you know, my thoughts about the about Chip Kelly coming in and being a huge addition to this team, is to the utmost respect, for myself, the rest of our teammates here. He's came in, kind of enforced a mentality, anger, a demeanor almost, and just to really get the best out of us. With the system he's bringing in, I'm gonna think it's gonna be a dynamic duel to a lot of people on our team, and we're excited about the change. We're ready to just kind of move forward and just have a lot of fun. It's going to be a big learning period, but process and the whole nine. But I think everybody's, willing to, take it on.
What's that like? Because you're one of the longest tenured players here now in Philadelphia. What's it like getting used to the culture change? Because you're one of the guys who, helped set the culture for years, helped this team have success. What's it like getting adjusted to the new culture?
Well, obviously, just kind of being different to what we're used to, just going on my sixth year. Being in Philadelphia, things I was able to come in and, do early in my career and things like that. Coach Reed, have a lot of respect for him, the things he's taught me, and, just kind of the maturity level of where I'm at now coming into this year. But like I say, as far as Chip Kelly, the challenge I think is, all the information that's being thrown at us and a little bit of time that we have to, turn it around since the season comes and training camp and mini camp and the whole nine. So, it's really exciting for myself because I'm a huge learner. I like to always learn new things. And anytime, stuff is thrown at me, I take it on my challenge and take it on my shoulders to really be able to go out there and make a difference and, show that I can learn it.
How much did you talk to your cousin, DeAnthony Thomas, at Oregon about what it's like to play for Chip Kelly and what to expect in his
offense?
Well,
DeAnthony is, like a little brother to me. Grew up with him around the same area. He looks up to me and myself. So, the relationship we have together is, like I say, is to the utmost, great relationship. But as far as what he's told me, about Chip Kelly and the offense, high dynamic duel it is, just be moving everywhere around the offense, keeping the defense off guard and things like that. So, them are the type of things I really look forward to, being able to install in this offense because at the same time, defense has tried to do a great job at, double teaming and just, trying to keep an eye on me. So any way possible, I'm able to move around and, just do different things that, teams are used to me doing the past 5 years. I think that's going to be the addition to the new change. So I'm excited about that.
Now that you're able to talk to the coaches about football, and that's one of the things we've been waiting for, has Chip, has Pat Shurmur, has anyone been able to tell you what your role will be, how your role might change?
It was so far. It's kind of early still. Just the first couple of days of, getting back in the off-season workouts and things like that. And with the information, they're only allowed to give us so much of it. So so far it's really up in the air as far as what my exact role is going to be. But I think they've done a good job of letting me know they want me to learn more than one position. So just being able to move around throughout the offense, if it's Z, X, the A receiver, the Y. I mean, whatever it is, I think they're gonna kind of move me around and kind of play with me a little bit. So, I'm real excited about that, and I'm look forward to having a great year.
Punt returner, anything to say about punt returner?
Punt returner, we're gonna do a little punt return. Hopefully, we're gonna do a little more than last year. We gotta get back to them big returns and things like that. So, tell them punters they better watch out this year.
You've been here for the offseason workouts for a couple of days now. What are some of the things that have been different? Whether it's the drills you're doing on the field, the work in the weight room, other things around the facility that have changed, like the locker room, for example, that are different now that Chip is at coach.
So it's a lot of things that are different now. Locker room, they moved the lockers around. Workout schedules are different. Meeting schedules are different. The whole coaching staff is new. Training staff is still the same. Equipment staff is still the same. A couple of you guys still the same. So, it's kind of a good familiarity because at the same time, it's like, you have to learn some new guys, but then they are still more comfortability because you have guys that's been here that you already built relationship and, they kind of know who you are. So, that's where I think it will work because, they're able to come in and learn us and we're able to learn them and gain respect, gain trust, and, just really build from there and hopefully go get that mission. At the end of the day, everybody know what that mission is.
So who are the guys that are around your locker now in the locker room?
Oh, D'Amico, Ronald Johnson, Todd Harriman's, Curtis Morris. I mean, last year I was around nothing but receivers. So as you can see now, they're kind of, you know, trying to have everybody, just mixed around the locker room so everybody could kind of interact. Another new addition is a lot of new faces in the locker room, a lot of new guys on this team. So, you know, we're just trying to welcome them with open hands and, you know, let them know how this Philadelphia Eagle football is run.
How have you physically and mentally prepared yourself for what Chip Kelly might bring from an up-tempo standpoint to his offense?
Oh, the up-tempo is already, I can see in the second day of workouts, the tempo is crazy. Running, I don't think I ran this much probably since I've been in the league in these 2 days, but honestly, it keeps you right where you need to be. It keeps you in shape. It keeps you prepared mentally, physically, and, you know, really, as long as you're in shape physically and able to feel like you can go out there and perform at your highest level, everything else is for itself.
You said yourself you've been here for 6 years now. Do you feel you have to take more of a leadership role to make sure that all these new pieces come together and that you guys can get on track as quickly as possible?
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of always been a guy that, tries to lead by example. Vocally, I'm really not the biggest vocal leader. Maybe I can get better with that this year and, just kind of motivate guys and just let them know, what it is we have to do to get there. I think coming in my first year, making it to the NFC Championship game, one game away from the Super Bowl, I think I kind of know what it takes to get there. And, you know, the playoffs, once the playoffs come, man, that game speeds up a lot faster. So, really just kind of preparing people and just really having them, in the right mindset of it's going to be a long season. We're going to have to grind. We're going to have to, you know, blood, sweat, tears. We're going to have to, you know, go out there and do it together. And as long as everybody's on the, you know, same page, and that's page one to get to where we need to get to towards the end of the year, I think, like I say, once again, sky's the limit for this team.
Did you think it'd be so hard to get back to that NFC Championship game since you had that taste in the season?
I mean, definitely. Nothing's easy. Anything in life that you want that comes with success is not going to be easy. So, that's why we're here working now. I don't know if you look at it right now. I don't know how many teams is, doing off season workouts already. I know the teams with new head coaches is able to come in and get an extra, little time to work out with their teams and get familiar with the system. But we're one of the teams that's here right now, and I can say instead of being somewhere in Cali or somewhere on the beach, I'm here working out, and like I said, this is what I love to do, so I don't have no problem with it. Put the work in now, go have fun later.
Last question for you. NFL.com, in the history of March Madness, is celebrated as doing the greatest plays in NFL history, and your miracle at the New Meadowlands is in the Elite Eight on the verge of going to the Final Four. What would it mean to you to have that play recognized as the greatest play of all time, and why should fans go to NFL.com bracketology?
You know, I think that's going to be, marked down in history for a long time. I was best career play of my life yet so far. Got some more interesting things to come along my career. But, that was a huge play, man, to win the game, to walk off. Jason Avant, all the other 10 guys on the field did a great job. But, just helping me get to the end zone. And from there, like I say, everywhere I go, New York Giants fans hate me. So, sorry.
Greatest play I've ever seen, to say the very least. Very, very exciting time. Deshaun, great to have you back in Philadelphia. Great to have you on board. Pro Bowl wide receiver and punt returner Deshaun Jackson joining us here inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.